You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
I'm your host, next edition of Hard Hitting Radio. I'm your host, Toriana Parker. Our super producer, Brother Jabari Edmonds. One Love Magazine, one of the best production, reproduction company in the business. Today, we have a very, very special guest. Here he go by the name of Philip Garrett. For those who don't know, he is running from District 5 against his opponent, Steve Cornell. Phil is a longtime resident. Has done a lot of work in the community. We're very grateful for him to come on the show today and let give you some, you know what, this today will be give you a perspective about Phil that you can't get on the campaign trail, you can't go get at the debate, you know, you can hear Phil just from the person he is. So without further ado, because this show is not about me, it's about our lovely guest today, my man Big Phil. Phil, how you doing today, brother?
I'm very good, man. Thanks so much for having me, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, Phil, hey, you're running for District 5. We need to get everybody out to vote in November. Can you tell our audience why Phil Garrett?
Why Phil Garrett? Phil Garrett is a God-fearing family man. I have three children. I'm a husband to a beautiful wife. And I've been advocating in the community for over 12 years. I'm a 25-year civil servant. I've been in government for 25 years in taxation and finance. So I know government. I know the ins and outs of it. But more importantly, I've been advocating for young people, youth in our community, the 1 to 5 year olds, the middle schoolers, and the high schoolers. I believe that in order for us to save the future here in our community, we must focus on education, we must focus on preparing these children to enter the school process, and that takes me to our early childhood education. But in addition to that, I've realized that in our community, and especially in my district, the shopping centers are anywhere from 20 to now 80% vacant. And we could create a lot of jobs by filling those shopping centers with businesses. And I think that I'm the one to do that. For the past 5 years, it hasn't been focused on, and the residents have been suffering in a lot of areas. So I've taken on the task of running for city council to make a difference.
You have a seasoned veteran, Steve Cornell, already been in the seat. What District 5 could see different if they had a person like yourself representing?
A strong leader, a strong advocate for the residents, the youth, the children, and our businesses. They all go hand in hand, and I strongly believe that if we start working harder for the people and the residents of our community as we revitalize this city, not only will we have a benefit in revitalizing or motivating the people and increasing the morale, but we'll also have a success rate and economically.
Phil, if everybody want to ask you, what about the raise?
The raise has been an issue that has stagnated the growth of our city for approximately 5 to 6 years, maybe even a little bit longer. I always saw the solution as a simple solution, an easy solution. I'm a man that believes in open market, free market. And when you have a business like the Rays, which is a seasonal business, they operate approximately 6 to 7 months out of the year. Most of the jobs that they produce are part-time jobs and 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 hours a game. There's approximately 80 games a year at home. So during the summer, you have 80 openings for part-time positions. The Rays have experienced great success as business owners. They've proven that they can take a product and make something positive of it and grow. Right. So therefore, they need to be rewarded in our community. Right. And one way of rewarding them is allowing them to grow and to redevelop. And we haven't been able to do that. And my solution was, initially, allow them to remodel that stadium, tear out some walls, extend it, raise the roof. And I say raise the roof because the stadium is functionally obsolete right now. When you look at the stadium and you hit a pop fly and it hits the rafters and the umpires have to go to the rule books, that takes away from the game tremendously. So from the start, the stadium was functionally obsolete.
Right.
Many of the fans that come to watch these games come from Tampa. So that makes the Tampa Bay Rays a regional interest. And therefore, if they did decide or wanted to move, they should have the opportunity to do that in hopes that they stay in the region. Now, if they were to move maybe to Toy Town or even Tampa, we'd still have a team. They would be able to possibly generate more fans and in turn more revenue. That would increase the morale in our community. As a sports fan, a lot of men, women, and families go to these games, and they need places to go to enjoy themselves, to increase the quality of their lives. And the Rays have proven to be a product that could do that. So what I propose is allow them to research other sites,
right,
so that they can initially search sites in Tampa or in the region, and we can keep them here. And at the same time, let's wow them with our own plan.
Right.
Maybe we can keep them here with a better plan than maybe Tampa or any other region or area might have within the region. So there were solutions for that.
Okay. You know, Phil, I think you got a lot of good ideas. I think that District 5 for definitely can use. I'm going to go to a break, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to ask you some more detailed questions about other issues that's affecting our city that District 5 is really going to have to get on top of it. We're going to run to a commercial break and come back. I got some good items I want to run past you. This is your hard-hitting radio, your host Torian Parker, Brother Jabari Edmonds, One Love Magazine. Definitely give something out to our sponsor, Lorraine Seafood House on 22nd Street. That's chicken wing seafood on the corridor. Don't forget Cafe Creole, in addition to Gallery 909, some of the best arts in the city. I'm just your host, Toriana Parker. We'll be right back to you in a minute. Hey, you tune in again to our commercial break of Hard Hitting Radio. I'm your host again, Toriana Parker, along with our Zeka super producer, Brother Jabari Edmonds, One Love Magazine. Get that brother a call. Hey, we got our District 5 candidate, Philip Garrett, in the studio. We was in and off Phil, who's the last man. You was telling us about the Rays, hitting us all that. Let's talk a little bit more about District 5, for example. You got Skyway Marine District, and you got all areas over there. You got an empty plaza back on 62nd Avenue South. What's the change going to be like over there?
When I think about District 5, I think about opportunity.
Okay.
I think about revitalization. And then I think about the current issues that we're facing and how we can combine those two and increase the quality of the lives and the residents for the residents in District 5. And what I mean by that is, yes, the Skyway Marina District is looking at a development plan. That development plan will create a high-rise apartment or condominium unit with some retail shops. And that is a great project for us to have. And so far it's taken 6 years to produce that project. So it's been a struggle to get that up and running. But at the same time, my concern is that the other shopping centers have been neglected. And I think that these shopping centers being anywhere between 20 and now 80% vacant had to have received some attention to produce jobs. Many of the residents in our district are service providers, and many of our residents are low-wage workers and work for companies that produce low-wage workers. And so what we need is more jobs, more businesses in that area so that we can employ more people. And I think that the Skyway Marina District is a start, is a jump start, but we must be all inclusive. And in the past 5 years, we've been struggling to be all inclusive. When we have the Skyway Marina just losing a gas station that closed, I'm sorry, not the Skyway Marina, Skyway Plaza on 62nd Avenue yes. South, just lost the gas station. I can recall when it was thriving. We had bowling alleys, we had shopping centers, mm-hmm. and we had restaurants, and now it's just going dead and dormant. And it's my job to revitalize that as the leader, or it would be my job as the leader of District 5 to revitalize that community. A lot of African Americans are living in that community. A lot of them have history in that community. Right. And what we need to do is give them some attention. They have a lot of children in that community, right. and our community. And if we don't, if we fail to give the youth attention in that community, what's going to happen is they're going to move out or be driven out, because educationally they won't be able to compete with not just the development that occurs in the district, but the development that occurs throughout the city. A lot of companies and are reinvesting. USF is investing in our city. The hospitals are investing in our city. But if we don't have young professionals that can get into these positions in those areas, our community could easily diminish,
right,
in a sense. And when I say that, I'm referring to the talk around town of gentrification. And as we revitalize, we must reassure all citizens opportunities to grow. In addition to that, we must assure them quality services, and I believe lower taxes and lower fees.
Right.
So, you know, we must work on economic development for all areas of our district, just as well as our city.
Okay. Again, different perspective, very different perspective of that. Guys have some acquisition over at Boyd Hill. Said he just purchased some land over there. Mm-hmm. Your take on that?
That was a good move, in the sense that there was the community
okay.
didn't want it.
Right.
And that is a good example of how you involve or how we should take that. In other words, we should take that example and you use that across the city and across other districts. In other words, the community came together, that neighborhood came together, went to the city council and said, we don't want this project. And city council obliged. The representative went out and worked hard, and what they wound up doing is purchasing the land. Well, in the past, our community, meaning the African American community, has gone out and asked for certain things and haven't gotten it. Right. For example, there was I believe it was July 17th, we went out and went to city council and asked that the west portion of the interstate at 31st Street and 54th Avenue be included in the zoned map area for the Skyway District Marina, and they weren't included. Had they been included, we would have more opportunities to redevelop the public shopping center on the eastern portion of 275. Right. And so therefore now we have to work harder to get that area redeveloped, and my job will be to work with the shopping center owners and the agents to fill those centers with businesses.
Right.
But it should have been included in the design and in the zoning and in the planning right. of the Skyway Marina District. I believe in advocating for all of our district and not just portions of it.
Right. Phil, for those that don't know you and heading out for the campaign, you got a few weeks out, what is it that could resonate to all voters to say, you know, I need to punch that ballot and feel good. And I mean, this has got to be your, to the heart, though, like, hey, this is who I am. What could you give our listening audience that this is the person I need to vote up for this or five?
I'll tell you in the way that I introduce myself to everyone.
Okay.
Philip Garrett. My name is Philip Garrett. Okay. I'm a God-fearing family man and a father of three children. My job would be to advocate for you and the community. I understand government, I understand education, and I understand business. And if we are to grow as a community, and especially as a district, we need strong leadership in our community that's going to advocate for all of us. And it is my duty to make sure that I get to each and every one of you and get you to understand that we need strong leadership. So I ask that you all go to my website, learn more about me, understand that I'm advocating for early childhood education, economic development, jobs, and low taxes and low fees. That's what I would say to everyone. And I'm hoping that this is the time. This is the time for strong leadership, and I'm hoping that everyone else agrees with that.
Well, Phil, I mean, it's been great. I mean, obviously, the years you spent in this community, your family men definitely have Christ in your life. So I think you have all the attributes, I guess, for what people look at as service for the community. Is there anything else that, hey, Phil, they don't know about? Give us another side. You feel you involved in any civic groups, anything like that?
In 2010, I was a member of the NAACP, Executive Board. I was the political action chairman. I held forums for judges, school board members, and House of Representative races. I combed the community in efforts to support, mentor, and help the youth. I've done graduation ceremonies, meaning I've spoken graduation song ceremonies for the summer youth programs in Holy. I've also had a business geared toward youth.
Okay.
It was an indoor, an indoor party and play center.
Okay.
And everything I do, I try to gear it or include a failing. Well, let's give them hugs. Let's start building centers, or I should say businesses, that are geared toward them and allow them places to go to so that they can enjoy themselves and grow socially, mentally, and educationally. I strongly believe that if you want to save our future, you're going to have to focus on the 1 to 5 year olds, because that's when most of the brain growth occurs, in the first 5 years of their lives. Therefore, if we can prepare these young kids early in life to have a successful educational process by mentoring these youth, getting them ready educationally, behaviorally, and socially, we will have a greater future in our city. And I'm all for also mentoring and uplifting the middle schoolers and the high schoolers. A lot of times, African-American kids are pushed through a process, an educational process, with a lot of stress involved, and they're stressed out through that process to pass exams, to learn what they're being taught back and forth. And in addition, they're pushed out into the society after they graduate with no tools to compete and to grow and raise families. There's so much to be done, but there's so much that's being done. And I'm more than excited to jump right into this revitalization and make a huge difference in our community and in our city.
Oh, shit, people, you heard it. As Philip Garrett, District 5, him, his incumbent, Steve Cornell, will be on your ballot in November. He just told you the reason why you should come out and vote for him. I wish whether you vote for Steve or you vote for Phil, you just get out and vote, period. We have some of the lowest turnout rates in this area, and hope we can change that year. This is our host again, Philip Garrett. Phil, I am so pleased to have you on the show. I would like to thank you. I hope maybe after November, hope we have you on again, sitting as another title. So I hope to look forward to bringing you back on.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Again, this is your Hard Hitting Radio. I'm your host, Toriana Parker, along with our super duper Jabbar Edmonds. Come in and holler at him at One Love Magazine. Please, he has one of the best services in the business. Again, this is Hard Hitting Radio. We're coming to our last segment. We got a special for you today. We're going to go, our last segment will be about sports. Hey, stay tuned. Be back within 2 minutes. Hey, you're tuning in to Hard Hitting Radio. This is your host again, Toriana Park, along with our second super producer, Brother Jabbar Edmonds. We have a little special segment, Brother Jabbar and myself, to come up this week. We're going to add a little bit about local sports. It's going to be anywhere from high school to little league. Something's happening in our neighborhood, your kids, our kids, so forth. We got a guest that we brought back on again. His name is Philip Haywood. He used to work for Rife at a Weekly Challenger. I also did a lot of sports edition and is very knowledgeable in the sports. One big game I'm gonna let Phil start off with is Gibbs play Lakewood this week. Phil, tell us what we expect this Friday night over at the Gladiator. So what we got this week?
Well, this is a big matchup. It's pits, two South County schools together that have a long history, but the history is no longer a mystery. Lakewood, who has been extremely strong over the last 3 or 4 years, seemed to be in a rebuilding year. However, Gibbs, this is their year to dethrone the Spartans. They have a very diminutive athlete in DJ Johnson, who currently averages 250 yards passing as well as 100 yards rushing, and he has some weapons on the edge in Marquez Walls and Harris, and he also has Javonte Morgan, who runs the ball pretty good himself. However, with that being said, as I said earlier, the Spartans are in a rebuilding year. Right now, they're operating from a trio of young, raw quarterbacks. And their main playmaker, Adrian Adams, has had a tough time getting the ball because of the inconsistencies of the quarterback play of the young Spartans. However, give and take, they're young, they're raw, but maybe in a year or two, they may be able to contend for the title that they've held as district champions for the last 4 or 5 years.
So your prediction, Gibbs, Lakewood?
My prediction is, I like Gibbs simply because they have an engine that can propel them to a win, and that's DJ Johnson. He does it with his arm, he does it with his legs, and he has a plethora of targets to throw to.
Top five teams you see in Pinellas County football?
Right now, my top five, I have CCC sitting on the top, who's nationally ranked at number 22 among small schools in the country. Next, I have the Countryside Cougars at number 2. At number 3, I have the Clearwater Tornadoes, who've seen a resurgence in their program, which has been down for a number of years. At number 4, I see Pinellas Park, who recently defeated Lakewood 28-20 in a nice game, which they pounded the ball. And at number 5, I've got to go with my Admiral Farragut Blue Jackets, who has one of the top recruits in the state, let alone the country, in Craig Watts.
Wow, that's an outstanding pick. I never would ever thought Admiral Farragut would be ranked that high. They used to be homecoming material when I played.
They're no longer homecoming material. They're a team that you might want to stay away from if you're playing in that district. And they're loaded with guys that former Little League legends from the South Side, and they do a nice job at doing what they do.
How about I stay with Little League? Little League's rounding up a season right now. Lake McGorry, they already finished their season. They'll be hosting games tomorrow. What do you think out there? Greenwood has a lot of teams. They're playing Anthony Hart is the president of that organization. They'll be playing at Gibbs High School tomorrow. What do you think about that organization out there? Out at Gibbs High School, but Lake McGorry Gators.
Well, I think the Lake McGorry Gators are a young organization, and they're thriving. And one thing that I like about what they do is they're allowing the bigger kid to come in and play, whereas in maybe 15, 20 years ago, the kid that was 9 years old and 100 pounds, they couldn't even make the weight. So what that does, that organization does, it allows the bigger kid to gain some football experience. So that way, by the time they get to high school, they have a sense of fundamentals of the game.
Hey, you got your Tampa Bay Bucks winning this Sunday?
I think the Bucks have a bye, but last week they did pretty good. I was extremely impressed with Jameis Winston, and also a big factor in their win was the fact that they developed the running game, and Doug Martin had about 123 yards on the ground, so that took the pressure off of Jameis Winston.
Will the Bucks be making a playoff this year?
No.
Okay, that answers that. How about the Miami Dolphins?
Well, the Miami Dolphins seem nine, but he has knowledge of the game, and we'll see how well he does, and maybe there are going to be some intricate changes that will be made somewhere after the season.
And Jacksonville Jaguars, they're north of us, but here they're in the state. We know we're all about Florida. How you figure they're getting up this season?
Well, the Jacksonville, they're young. They have a young quarterback in Blake Bortles. And I think they're going to be fine, but they're in a rebuilding mode as well. So give and take, they're 2 or 3 years away from becoming a playoff contender.
All right. This is our host, Phil. You have, what you got here, Phil? What you want to share? Okay, Phil, one more thing. Track and field. Gibbs have an outstanding all-the-world, all-American kid that just went pro. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Trayvon Bromell has been on the national scene since about 2013. And what he does best is he's a 100-meter guy. And also, need I remind you, he was the 2013 Gatorade National Track and Field Athlete of the Year. This young man has gone on to put up some great numbers. As a freshman at Baylor University, he won the outdoor 100-meter championship. This year, he won the indoor meter 100 championship. He has finished with some of the best times in the world. He has ran under 10 seconds 13 times. That's much better than Usain Bolt at there when he was at the, when Bolt was at his level. And Trayvon also has signed with Usain Bolt's agent. So this kid is probably the young best sprinter. And by the way, he has also signed a shoe deal with New Balance. And usually New Balance are for distance runners, but they saw that this young man has an appeal to track and field. He's young, he has charisma, and he took a chance on leaving his education at Baylor to pursue his dream, and that's to become a U.S. Olympian.
Yeah, that's our, hey, you heard it. That's Phil Hayward. He told you, like, what we like to do, Phil, is bring you on each week, and we'll do a You Pick 'em segment. How about you think about that? You can pick against everyone else out there.
Oh, I can do it, baby. Sometimes I might be right, sometimes I'd be wrong. But you know what? I want to say this before I sign off the air. I don't know what certain football fans look at, but with this matchup between Lakewood and Gibbs, what you've got to understand, when you have young, raw quarterbacks, it is hard to win football games on any level. And when you have an experienced quarterback like DJ Johnson, who's equivalent to an NBA point guard, you can't help but win.
Well, thank you, because, you know, I am a Gibbs Gladiator and all the real Lakewood Spartans. So, you know, we sit across town from each other from schools, but we'll be together tomorrow night. So.
But mind you, I am a Lakewood Spartan, but when it comes down to picking football games and being an analyst, I do it better. I do it just like Stephen Smith. And some of y'all love him, some of y'all hate him. And the same goes for me.
Hey, that's our guest tonight. That's the end of our show. Hey, I'd like to thank all our guests. Philip Garrett, running for District 5. Please get out and vote for wherever you are. In all the districts, actually. You know, we have several campaigns going on right there. We'll be there citywide. No matter where you're at, you can vote in this year's election. This your host again, Toriana Parker. And closing out, giving our sponsors out again to Lorraine Seafood. Some of the best food in town. We're looking forward to eating that after this show here. In addition to Gallery 909, Carla Bristol, please don't forget about that sister. Works hard with the art she have here. And don't forget about Sylvia's down the street. Some of the best soul food in the world. And then Cafe Creole, best gumbo jambalaya in town. I'm your host, Toriana Parker. It's Hard Hitting Radio. We'll see you next Thursday on the Deuces. Thank you. Okay,